Okay, today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As you'll see momentarily, it is arguably one of the most significant days on the calendar, arguably one of the holiest days actually on the calendar, and it relates very much to Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Pekudei. So I'd like to take a very, very careful look at the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and share with you some of the significant events that occurred in the history of Klal Yisrael, specifically in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, in Sefer Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, and take a look in Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Shmini, and in Parshas Naso, share with you the string of events that took place on this very day that we find ourselves on today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then continue to look at Chodesh Nisan in general, significance of Chodesh Nisan, and the month that we have just entered. So if you take a look in Parshas Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, and that can be found on page 536 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, you will see that the Torah says the following thing. Again, Parshas Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Biyom haChodesh haRishon beEchad laChodesh Tukim es Mishkan Ohel Moed. So upwards of about 3,000 years ago, on this very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu on the first day of the month, in the first month of the year. That's a reference to today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tukim es HaMishkan, the commandment of God to Moshe to tell the Jewish people is today should be the day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that the Mishkan should be erected. But I'd like you to take an even more careful look at the Pasuk, Perek Mem Pasuk Beis, and you'll see that there is a word that seems at first blush to be superfluous. The Pasuk says, Biyom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echad LaChodesh, Tukim Es Mishkan Ohel Moed. On that day, in the first month of the first year, you should erect the Mishkan. The first word in Pasuk Beis, Biyom, seems to be superfluous. On that day, the Torah could have just written, Bechodesh HaRishon, Be'echad LeChodesh, in the first month of the first day of the noon month. The word Biyom, on that day, seems to be superfluous. And to strengthen the question and to show you that really it is superfluous, if you turn the page to page 538, Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin, you'll see that the Torah repeats this Pasuk without that word. Take a look, Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin, page 538 in the Stone Chumash. Vayehi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis, b'echad l'chodesh, hukam hamishkan. So here it is in real time. This is exactly what took place in the second year of the time of the Exodus, meaning a year post Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'echad LaChodesh, in the first month, B'Chodesh HaRishon, the first month and the first date. That word Biyom is not there, meaning that the word Biyom in Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, is a superfluous word. Why doesn't it just say, B'chodesh HaRishon, B'echad L'chodesh, like it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin? Why in Perek Mem, Pasuk Beis, is the word Biyom added? Mefarshei HaChumash note, again, what seems to be a superfluous word, and I'll refer you to the Sefer Matnos Chaim of Rav Matisyahu Salman. I refer to it in my drasha, but I'd like to shed light on it, and he says the following. The reason that the Torah is highlighting the word Biyom on that day is because it's no ordinary day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not like every other day of the year. It's not just B'chodesh HaRishon B'echad L'chodesh. It's not just another date. It's not just the first day of the first month. But it's Biyom. It's the day. It is the day of all days. The most unique day. It is the most significant day. It's the most holy day on the Jewish calendar, and for that reason, the Torah begins Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, telling us, Bayom, on that day, because today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is so significant, it can only be that day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that this is going to be the day that the Mishkan is going to be erected. It can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply found a day
to tell Bnei Israel to erect the Mishkan. There must be significance to this day that we call Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's for that day, and it's for that reason that the Torah decided, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, that this should be the day that the Mishkan should be established. Thus, the word Biyom on that day is coming to stress that it is no ordinary day, but today, the day that we find ourselves learning on this very day, is not just another day, but it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan Biyom. What I'd like to do is show you that this word Biyom does not just appear once, but it appears a second time and a third time, again in reference to this very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you turn further to Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Shmini, page 588 in the Stone Chumash, you will see that this word Biyom appears again. But again, it's not for any other reason than to stress that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a unique day. Take a look, Parsha Shmini. Vayihi, Bayom HaShmini, Kara Moshe La'aron Ulevanu V'Leziknei Yisrael. It was on that eighth day that Moshe called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. Vayomer Aaron, and Moshe tells Aaron, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas v'ayla ola tamimim v'akriv lefnei Hashem. Perek Tes, chapter 9, Sefer Vayikra, Parsha Shmini, is that day. So what day are we referring to? What is that eighth day? Take a look in Rashi. Rashi tells us the following. Vayhi bayom ha-shmini. What is that eighth day? Shmini lamiluim. It is the eighth day, as Rashi continues and explains, who Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That day that we're referring to in this Pasuk, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if you take a look at this Bayom, as opposed to the Biyom that we saw earlier in Parshas Pekudei, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Beis, it's different. The Biyom in Parshas Pekudei, in Perek Mem, has a Shva under it. This Bayom has a Patach under it. Meaning, here it's stressing on that day. Vayhi Bayom, on that day. Biyom in Parshas Pekudei was superfluous, was extraneous. But we show that it wasn't superfluous or extraneous, but it was coming to stress that it's that day, the day of all days. But here, Vayhi Bayom, Bayom with a Patach is referring to that day. Something unique, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For 7 days prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says Rashi, between the 23rd and 29th of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu would assemble and disassemble the Mishkan. But when it came to this day, Bayom HaShmini, on the eighth day, on that very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aaron HaKohen was commanded to go through the Seder HaAvoda. And on that very day, the Mishkan would stand erect forever, and it would no longer be assembled and disassembled like Moshe did the last 7 days for the Miluim. But now on day 8, Shmini LaMiluim, who Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shehukam Bo HaMishkan, the Mishkan was established, the Mishkan was set, and thus again the word Biyom referencing to that very special day, the day that we find ourselves on today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the story doesn't end there. If you turn to Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Naso, you will see again this very unique day is highlighted again on page 764. Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Naso, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, again the Torah tells us about this day, this very special day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what happened? Vayihi biyom kilos Moshe lehokim es hamishkan. On that day, bayom kilos Moshe lehokim es hamishkan, on the day that Moshe completed establishing the Mishkan, vayim shachoso, and Moshe anointed it. Vayikadesh also. Moshe sanctified the Mishkan. Ves kol kelav and all of its utensils. Ves amizbeach, ves kol kelav. Vayimashchem vayikadesh also. Moshe completed sanctifying, anointing the utensils, the mizbeach, and all of the kelim. And then Pasuk Beis tells us, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, Vayakrivu nisiei Yisrael, Roshe Beis Avosam, Heim nisiei Hamatos, Heim Haomdim Al HaPakudim. On the first day of Nisan, this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it wasn't just the day that the Mishkan was established. It wasn't just the day that Aaron HaKohen began the Avoda. But here too, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, Parshas Naso, the Torah tells us, there's another thing that occurred. The first of the tribes, and it's going to be Yehuda, the Nasi, the chief of the tribe of Yehuda, it's going to be Nachshon ben Aminadav, as you see on page 766, Vayhi Hamakriv Bayom Harishon es Karbano, Nachshon ben Aminadav Lamata Yehuda, there are going to be specific, unique Karbanos that are going to be brought on that day, and on this very day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was none other than Shevet Yehuda Nachshon ben Aminadav, who brought the first Korban on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Thus, we have shown three unique events, Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Shmini, Parshas Naso, all on the same day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that we are on, that we find ourselves in today, these unique events. But it's not just three things that take place, but the Gemara Masecha Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amabez tells us that there are actually 10 unique things that happened today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us, Masecha Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amabez Tana. Oso Yom, on that very day, today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Notal Aser Ataros. There were 10 crowns that were adorned, that were acquired on that day. Listen to these 10 things that happened today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Number one, Rishon Lemaise Bereshis. On that very day, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, upwards of 3,000 years ago, the day that the Mishkan was erected, it was actually a Sunday, just like today. Echad B'Shabbos Haya. So when the Mishkan was established, when the Mishkan was erected, it was a Sunday. Rishon l'maaseh b'reishis, it was the first day of creation. Rishon l'nesiim, it was the first day that the Nesiim offered the sacrifices that we just saw in Parshas Naso. Rishon l'nesiim hachanukas habayis. Rishon l'kehuna, on that very day was the first day that Aaron HaKohen did the service in the Mishkan. Until then, the work in the Mishkan was done by the Bechor, the Bechorim. But today, it was Aaron HaKohen's turn, he went first. Rishon LaAvoda, it was the first time that the Karbanos were offered. Rashi explains, Rishon LaAvoda, L'Seda Avodas Tzibor, Temi Dimushar Karbanos Shel Trumas Alishka, the first day that all the Karbanos were actually brought. Rishon Liridas Ha'esh was the first time that the Torah tells us that the Esh, the fire, the flame, was consumed by God. God came down and ate Kaviyachol, the Esh Milafnei Hashem V'tochal Al HaMizbeach, and the flame consumed that which was being offered. Rishon Lachilas Kachim, it was the first time the Kohanim ate Kachim on that very day. Rishon Lishkon Shechina was the first time that the Shechina rested and brought its presence down into the Mishkan. Rishon Levarech Es Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first day that Aaron HaKohen offered Birchas Kohanim. Rishon Le'isr HaBamos was the first day that any other Bama, that any other altar was prohibited to be offered. Rishon LaChadoshim, it was the first day of the new months. Thus the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, that there's no insignificance to this day, but rather it is the most significant day. It was Rishon, the first of all of these days. And thus we can now begin to understand, back to our Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, that when the Torah begins and tells us, Vayedaber Hashem and Moshe Lemar Biyom HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh Takim Es Mishkan, that word Biyom, when you see it in the Torah, certainly on that day, the Bayom of Parsha Shmini is coming to tell us that today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is no insignificant day. There's so many unique, holy things that are taking place, so many firsts that are happening in the Torah. It's critical to note it, it's critical to stress it, and therefore, it's the reason that the Torah in Parshas Pekudei tells us, Biyom HaRishon LaChodesh Be'echad LaChodesh, stressing, referencing, highlighting the unique and the significant aspects of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the truth is, as I'll share with you now, the unique quality of Chodesh Nisan does not stop with day one. And it does not stop with Rosh Chodesh Nisan like other months. The rest of the days are not simply going to be mundane days, but rather the continuity of the sanctity of Rosh Chodesh Nisan continues from day to day. And follow me, as we will show, and as we will see, the unique qualities of Chodesh Nisan in the Torah. If you continue on page 766, Parshas Naso, the party doesn't end on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you take a look on page 766, Pasuk Yud Beis, we said that the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda brought the Korban, that was Nachshon ben Aminadav, on day one. But take a look in Pasuk Yud Ches. B'yom HaSheni Hikriv Nisanel Ben Tzur Nasi Yisachar, the chief of the tribe of Yisachar, on day two, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, following Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the second day of Nisan, the tribe of Nisanel Ben Tzur, the chief of the tribe of Yisachar brought his korban, and this continued for 12 days. For the next 12 days, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan, until Yud Beis Nisan, every single chief of the Yud Beis Shvatim of the 12 tribes of Israel brought a korban. And the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, that it was Yom Tov Shiloh. It was a special holiday. It was a unique Yom Tov for each tribe. And you take a look in Parshas Naso every single day, Vayi HaMakriv, B'Yom HaRavi, B'Yom HaChamishi, B'Yom HaShishi, page 6, 768, 770, B'Yom HaShvi, B'Yom HaShmini, B'Yom HaChi, B'Yom HaAsiri, B'Yom Ashtei Asar Yom, B'Yom Shneim Asar Yom, page 772, each of these 12 days, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beis Nisan, Gimel Nisan, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, through the 12th day of Nisan, a unique, a special korban was brought by each of the 12 tribes, and thus it was considered to be a Yom Tov. So the sanctity, Kedushas, of Rosh Chodesh Nisan continues from day 1 until day 12. And on page 772, on that day, on day 12, there was a concluding count, and that's referred to Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. The dedication of the Mizbeach was brought on this very day, Me'es Nisiei Yisrael, and then the Torah at the end of Parshas Naso concludes the count of all the 12 tribes. Thus, we've covered from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Yud Beis Nisan, and we've shown that the uniqueness of Rosh Chodesh Nisan continues until Yud Beis. Now we all know, if we continue the count of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yud Dalet Nisan, the 14th day of Nisan, was the day that the Korban Pesach was brought. Tes Vav Nisan is Pesach. And that takes us through Chaf Aleph Nisan, till the 21st day of Nisan. Chaf Beis Nisan is Isru Chag. So therefore, the first 22 days of Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, the first 12 days are the Hakravas HaKarbanos of the Nisim. Day 14 is Korban Pesach. Days 15 through 21 are the Yom Tov of Pesach. However, if you're counting, I missed one day. And that is the 13th day of Nisan. I showed you that from day 1 to day 12 is the Hakrava Sanesim. Day 14 was the Hakrava of the Korban Pesach. Day 15 through 21 are the days of Matzos, are the holiday of Pesach. But what happened, or did anything happen on day 13? Such a packed month from day 1 to day 22. Is it possible that something else occurred on day 13? This question is asked by the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer and Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Chuf Tes, it's the first Siman in Hilchos Pesach, asks the question, is there anything unique, any historical event that took place on the 13th day of Nisan? How could it be that for 22 days, one day, nothing happened? It can't be, he says. The Chassam Sofer has three answers as to what actually occurred on Yud Gimel Nisan, on the 13th day of Nisan. However, two other Gedolei Yisrael also raised this question, and the earliest, Rav Isaac Miterna, the great German author who put together and organized what's called the Sefer HaMinhagim, the Book of Customs, a very classical Ashkenazi Sefer Minhagim. Rav Isaac Miterna said, you know what happened on the Yud Gimel Nisan? Just like there's an Isru Chag, just like there's a holy day following Pesach, following Shavuos, following Sukkot, so too Yud Gimel Nisan was Isru Chag of the Nisim. It was the special day that followed the 12 days of the Yomim Tovim when the Nisim offered their Karbanos. So therefore indeed, Yud Gimel Nisan was a special day, was a unique day. It was Isru Chag Lamiluim. That's what Rabbi Isaac Miterna in the Sefer Minhagim says. The Shlach Kadosh says something else. The Shlach Kadosh says, turn the page in your Chumash. Take a look following Parshas Naso. What's next in the Torah? If you look at the beginning of Parshas Baloscha, says the Shlach Kadosh, that's what happened on Yud Gimel Nisan. If you turn to Parshas Baloscha, page 774 in the Art Scroll Stone Chumash, says the Shlach Kadosh, read the next Pasuk, the next Perek, Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Daber el Aaron v'amarta elav. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Aaron, "Behalosicha es haneros, when you kindle the lamps, the menorah, el mul pnei haMenorah yeiru shivas haneros, the lamps, the menorah will light in the Mishkan." If you take a look in Rashi, Rashi Perek Ches Pasuk Aleph asks the question, "Lama nismacha parshas haMenorah leparshas haNesiim? Why is the parsha, the commandment of Aaron, to light the menorah juxtaposed to the parsha of the Nesiim. What's the connection between Parshas Naso and Parshas Paloscha? What's the connection between the offerings of the Nesiim to that commandment which Aaron had to light the Ner, the menorah, in the Mishkan? Rashi answers, quoting the Chazal, Lefi kishira Aaron chanukas ha-Nesiim chol shadaita. When Aaron saw that all of the Nesiim were offering these karbanos, and it was such a special month, such a special day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, through Yud Beis Nisan, Aaron Cohen says, where am I? What am I doing? Chol shadaito. Aaron started to become sad. He was melancholy. He couldn't believe that he didn't have a chelek in the special offerings, the special karbanos that each of the chief of the tribes brought. Shlohaya imoim b'chanuka lohu v'loshivto. He was left out. Kohanim, Shevet Kehuna, didn't have a chelek. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul, and all the way through Yosef and Binyamin. Each of them had their special day from Aleph to Yud Beis Nisan. But what about Aaron? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, Shalcha Gidola Mishalahem, She'ata Madlik Umeitiv Esaneros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, don't be sad. Don't worry, you'll also have significant amount to do in the Mishkan. But you will have the special, unique ability, the job, to be madlik and meitiv es aneros, to take care of the menorah. And the Shlach Kar says, do you know when that happened? What date did this correspondence, did this dialogue, did this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Aaron take place? When was it that Aaron was sad, and when was it that Aaron was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, She'ata Gidola Mishalhem? What's going to be the day that Aaron is going to actually begin to light the menorah? Says the Shlach Kadosh, Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, and thus the Shlach says, if you continue looking throughout Chodesh Nisan, there's no day on the calendar that goes unnoticed, there's no day on the month of Nisan that goes without significance to it, either according to Rabbi Isaac Miterna, Yud Gimel Nisan was the Shmini, was the Isruchag for the Karbanos of the Nisim, or according to the Shlach HaKadosh, was the day that Aaron HaKohen was given the task of lighting the Neros. However, if you take a look, as I said, in the Chassam Sofer, in his Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kof Tes, he gives three other answers to this question. He says, if you look in Parshas Naso, the last of the Nisim to offer a korban on the 12th day of Shevet Naphtali was an Achira ben Enan. He was the last of the 12 tribes to offer a korban. And the halacha is, when it comes to shlamim are permitted to be eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad, for 2 days and one night. So therefore says the Chassam Sofer that Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, was a continuation of the ability to eat the korban shlamim of Achira ben Enan of Shevet and Naphtali. And therefore, for that reason, Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, was still significant, because Achira ben Enan, Shevet and Naphtali, Klal Yisrael, still had the ability to eat the korban shlamim of day 12. The Chassam Sofer also says, if you look earlier in history, and he does the math, you could take a look in the Chassam Sofer, he says, you know what today is? The 13th day of Nisan, it was actually the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is no coincidence, of course, to Chodesh Nisan and to the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you look back in Parshas Vayera, we all know that when did Aaron greet the Malachim? Lushi v'asi ugo, so it was Pesach, when Avram was or inviting the guest into his home. And if you take a look how the Chassam Sofer does the math and the calculation, he says, Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, was the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu, and therefore for posterity and history, the connection between Avram Avinu and Chag HaPesach, as the Torah says, that Pesach is keneged Avram Avinu, it's the chesed of Avram, and therefore it's the beginning, and the full circle comes around, and therefore Yud Gimel Nisan also has significance for that. So therefore we've covered, really, from day one of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Biyom, the day. And that takes us through day 12, and now day 13. And I would like to share with you another count that takes place in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, another significant count, to take care and to look at the rest of the days of the month of Nisan and show the significance and the heightened importance of this month, Chodesh Nisan. Take a look back in Sefer Shmos, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And you'll see another string of events another unique set of occurrences that takes place, and we have to take a look in Perek Yerbeis, Pasuk Aleph, page 348. In the Art Scroll Stone, Chumash Parshas Bo, Perek Yerbeis, chapter 12, Pasuk 1, Vayomer Hashem el Moshevel Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim Lemur. We're still in Egypt. We're back in the first year. HaKadosh Baruch tells Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chotchi Hashana. This is what we read yesterday, the Maftir, for Parshas HaChodesh. Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Aleph, Parshas Achodesh, Parshas Bo, which we laid just yesterday. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, HaChodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodoshim, this month should be for you, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana. It is the first month of the Jewish year. Dabru, Pasuk Gimel, page 350. Be'esor L'Chodesh Hazeh. V'yikhu Lehem Ish Selaveis Avo Selabais. On the 10th day of the month, there was something else unique that happened. It wasn't just that on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan was the offering of the tribes from day 1 to day 12. But for the first date back in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Klal Yisrael were still in Mitzrayim on the 10th day of the month, what were we told? To take the Ish Selabes, Avos Selabais, take the lamb, each for his father's house, and this is going to be, obviously, the Korban Pesach. And this day, on day 10, says the Torah in Pasuk Vav, you're going to watch, you're going to guard this little shepsela, this little lamb. For 4 days, you're going to watch it, you're going to guard it, you're going to make sure it has no blemishes. You're going to do bikur, make sure that it is a pure seh that's permitted to be offered. And on that day, on the 14th day of Nisan, you know what you're going to do? You're going to offer the Korban Pesach. So we have another track. Not just Aleph Nisan through Yud Beis Nisan is the offering of the Karbanos in the second year, but already in the first year, we see Rosh Chodesh Nisan had significance. On the 10th of the month through the 14th of the month was the 4 days of Bikur, the 4 days of the Mishmeres, preparation for the Korban Pesach, and then on Yud Dalet, it was actually brought. And then the Torah continues that more events occurred on the days of 15 through 10-1. If you take a look on the bottom of page 352, the Torah tells us that after you offer the Korban Pesach in Pasuk Tesvav, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days, matzos tochelu. You will eat matzos. Ach biyom arishon, tashpisu sor mi batechem. On day one, on Tesvav Nisan, you'll nullify all aspects of bread, all aspects of the five grains, and then Pasuk Tezayin. B'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, U'v'yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Komalecha, Lo Yaseh Behem Ach Asher Ye'ochel Lechol Nefesh U'levado Yaseh Lechem, Shivas Yom Soli Yimatzei Bevateichem. These 7 days, from the 15th through the 21st, is the holiday of Pesach. There's a requirement to eat matz on day one. There's a requirement to stop doing melach on the first day and on the 21st day, day 15 and day 21. And therefore, there's also a positive commandment and a negative commandment. Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimatzei. The mitzvah, the araisa, not to do melacha, and to stop working, mikra kodesh, yialachem. And thus again, we find that days 15 through 21 also are full of kedusha. So we've covered now day 1, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, day 1 through 12, the Nisim, day 13, the unique aspects, the qualities of Yud Gimel Nisan. We've shown Yud Dalet, the 14th day of Nisan, is the Hakrav of the Korban Pesach, and Yud Dalet Bizman Hazeh still has unique significance. The Netziv writes that Yud Dalet is called Chag HaPesach, and from day 15 to day 21 is Chag HaMatzos. So we've taken ourselves from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 21st day of Nisan, the unique aspects of Chodesh Nisan. If this is the case, that we've covered Aleph through Chav Beis, Maybe you could understand the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Orachaim Simin Tav Chuf Tes. The first halacha that's mentioned in Nisan is that we do not recite Tachanun in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There is no Tachanun in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Mefarshim ask the question, really, why not? Why should there not be Tachanun in all of Chodesh Nisan? What happened that's so special in the whole month that you don't recite Tachanun? So the Mefarshim explain, it's true that we've covered day 1 through day 22. Day 22, Chav Beis Nisan is Isru Chag. But what about the last week? Why do we not recite Tachanun the last week of Pesach? I could understand not reciting Tachanun on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We didn't say Tachanun this morning in Shul. We said Halal, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're not going to say Halal tomorrow on the second day of Nisan through the 12th day of Nisan because commemorative of the Yud Beis Nisim, the 12 tribes, the chiefs of the tribes that offer their korban. But what about the rest of the month? We're not going to recite it on Tachanun. So the Beis Yosef says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Tav Chof Tes, since the majority of the month is holy, since the majority of the 22 days are Kodesh, therefore the rest of the month is holy as well. It's Nigrar. It follows after the rest of the month. Since the majority of the month, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Chaf Beis Nisan, is Kodesh, as we've shown the dates, the significance of the first 22 days of the month of Nisan. Therefore, the latter days, from day 23 to day 29 of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're not going to say Tachanun as well. That's what the Beis Yosef says, is the reason that we don't recite Tachanun throughout the month of Nisan. However, it's not so simple. Because if you take a look, and if you do a calculation, in Chodesh Tishrei, 6 months from now, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, right? When we hit Tishrei, the majority of the month also is holy. If you do a count, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Sukkot, Isru Chag of Sukkot, the majority of the days are also Kodesh. So why is it that we don't recite Tachanun for the entire month of Tishrei? We all know that we do recite Tachanun during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But if the pshat is that the whole month is holy because of the majority of the month, if there are 22 days in Rosh Chodesh and Nisan that we don't recite, that are unique, that are Kodesh, and therefore we don't recite Tachanun for the whole month, the same thing should be true about Chodesh Tishrei. So why is it that we do recite Tachanun for several days in Chodesh Tishrei, even though the majority of the month of Tishrei is also holy? There are two answers to this question. Answer number one is maybe that the first 22 days of the month of Nisan, there is no Tachanun. Therefore, you pack it all in. You get the majority only when there's a string of days in a row, from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan to day 2 to day 3 to day 4, through day 12, day 12, day 13, day 14, all the way through straight to day 22. So when you have 22 days in a row, then you have a block of days that are fully, fully, inherently charged with Kedusha, therefore that you call a Rov, and therefore the last week of Nisan you're not going to recite Tachanun. But in Tishrei, it's on and off. There's Rosh Hashanah, and then there's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You stop and you do say Tachanun. Then you start again, and then you stop again. So if it's on and off, and it's not a block, the way the block is in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, therefore we will recite Tachanun in Chodesh Tishrei, even though the majority of the days of Tishrei are holy themselves. But this does show, and this does make the fascinating point that Nisan on a certain level is even holier than Tishrei. Because Chodesh Tishrei, you do recite Tachanun for several days, as opposed to Chodesh Nisan, where there's no Tachanun at all, not one day of the month is Tachanun recited. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Chil Michel Epstein, in his Perish to Shulchan Aruch, here in Siman Tav Chof Tes, he starts by quoting the Tur, the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, noting that the reason for not reciting Tachanun the entire month of Nisan is because of the Rov, the majority, as the Mishnah Berurah says, and then he says it's not true. The Aruch HaShulchan says every single day of Nisan is holy. It's not just the majority of the days, but every day has a unique, significant holiness to it. What is the unique, significant holiness to it? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, do you know what's going to happen? The last week of Nisan, and the Chasam Sofer says this as well, and it's Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Chof Tes, it's what Chazal say in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. B'Nisan Nigalu, u'B'Nisan Asidim Lihigayel. The Chazal tell us that just like in the month of Nisan, we were redeemed historically, Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan, Makas Bechoros, the end of the Aseres, Hamakos, we left Mitzrayim, and 7 days later we got to Kriyas Yamsuf, and we emerged a free people. B'Nisan Nigalu, just like in history, that's what happened. B'Nisan Asidim Ligo, we too will be redeemed in Nisan. But when? What day? Says the Chasam Sofer, the last week. It's going to happen between the 23rd and 29th days of Nisan. It's going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt in Chodesh Nisan somewhere between the 23rd and the end of Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein Tzarech Lezeh. You don't need the answer of the Beis Yosef, that the majority of the month is holy, and therefore the last week follows the rest of the month. But rather, the end of the month is also unique. It also has significance to it, because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and in the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, the month of Nisan is Kulo Kadosh. It's entirely holy. There's not a day that we have found that doesn't have significance to it. It's the holiest day of the year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's today, and it's the holiest month of the year, and that is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Bayom. Like the Gemara said in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, it's Eser Ataros Natal. There were 10 things that were grabbed, that took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the day that the Mishkan was erected. It was the day that the Nesim began bringing their karbanos. It was the day that Aaron began his avod. It was the day that Aaron a Kohen offered birchas kohanim. That all happens right now, today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All of those events took place. And from the 2nd to the 12th were the hakravos of the chiefs of each of the tribes. On Yud Gimel was the variety of different things that happened. Either was the tashlumim, was the isruchag of the Nesiim. Or it was the, as the Shloah Kutter says, it was the day that Aaron HaKohen was given the opportunity to offer and to bring and to light the menorah. Yudalad was the Korban Pesach. Yudalad is Erev Pesach. Tesvav to Chaf Aleph, 15th to the 21st, is Chag HaMatzos. Chaf Beis, the 22nd, is Izru Chag of Pesach. And from the 23rd till the end of the month, says the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Chassam Sofer, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be rebuilt. And with that in mind, you take a look back in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph, the Shlo HaKadosh says something else. Read this Pasuk very carefully, as the Torah tells us, page 348. Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12, verse 1, verse 2. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This month should be for you Rosh Chodashim. The Shlo HaKadosh says, this month should be for you Rosh Chodashim. The day will be Rosh Chodesh. Today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean? This month will be for you Rosh Chodashim. The Shlo HaKadosh says, ordinarily in a regular month, what do you have? You have Rosh Chodesh, that's the holy day, and the rest of the days of the month are mundane. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, every day in Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. Every day of Nisan is like a Rosh Chodesh. It has the sanctity, the Kedusha, the unique, inherent sense of being Kodesh Kodashim, of being a Rosh Chodesh. That's what he says. The Pshat is in the Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. This month will be for you Rosh Chodashim. It's not just the new month, and it's not just the first month of the year, but every day of this new month, of this first month, of the first month of the Jewish calendar, is going to be and is going to carry Rosh Chodashim, is going to carry the significance of Rosh Chodesh on it. But there's another pshat that I like to share with you. I mentioned this on my drasha. If you heard it or not, it's one of my favorite pshatim. So I'm going to repeat it again. You could hear it as well there. But I heard from one of the, I couldn't find it, but one of the great Hasidic Rebbe says the following thing about Chodesh Nisan. You know, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as either a soleach and a mochel, or as a solchan and a machlan. What's the difference between being a soleach and mochel, as opposed to being a solchan and machlan? Being a soleach and mochel means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu atones. But soleach and mochel is a one-off. That's the translation, the simple translation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soleach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referenced as being a solchan and a machlan, we say this in the liturgy of the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, ki ata solchan li Yisrael umachlan b'shifte Yishur mechol dor v'dor, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a constantly, regularly forgiving and God who atones for all our sins. Hashem doesn't just atone once. Hashem doesn't just atone twice, but He's a solchan machlan continuously. The nun sofis. Solchan machlan means that it's constant, it's ever going, it's ever present. That is the name of the month that we are in now, Nisan. Nisan comes from the word nes, miracle. As we've just shown, this is a month of miracles. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Makas Bechoros, Korban Pesach, from day 10 to day 14, Chag HaMatzos from 15 to 21. The end of the month is going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is a month of Nisan. So therefore, Nisan, it's a constant month of miracles. It's not just Nes. But it's Nisan, like Rachaman, like Solchan. We are entering a month of miracles of the highest order. The Chiddush Arim said, if we had any idea, if we had any idea of the unique stature, the power, the potency of this month, we wouldn't waste a minute. That's what the Chiddush Arim says, the first Gera Rebbe. If we only understood, if we only recognize what we're talking about on today, the day that we're able to learn together, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if we're able to appreciate the next month that we have in front of us, the miracles that occurred, and the Mirtz Hashem, the miracles that will occur again, B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asidim L'Higayel, just like we were redeemed in Nisan, we will be redeemed again. And it's not stam when Chazal say that. So much so, the Rishonim, the Shibbolei Leket, asks the question, how can we even pray? How could we daven for Mashiach, for Binyan Beis HaMikdash at any other time when we know Chazal say, B'nisan igalu, u'b'nisan asidim ligol, we believe with full faith, with complete faith, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we'll see Tchias HaMeisim, we will be Zochet to Mashiach Tzidkenu. But there's something unique and special about this month. It's Rosh Chodesh. Every day is a Rosh Chodesh. It's Nisan. Every day is a miracle. Every day is a Nes. It has so much unique flavor, unique quality to it. Historically, in the past, Be'ezus Hashem, now, and Emir Tzashem in the future, B'siyata D'shmaya, we should be zochet to a month of miracles, to a month of great days. Every single day we should be zochet to take advantage of, from early in the morning to late at night. Our tefillos in Rosh Chodesh Nisan are powerful. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more special. Our ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful in this month than in any other month. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. He wants to provide miracles for us. He wants to give us the great days ahead that they were and that they're going to be. B'siyata D'shmaya, we should be able to take advantage, be zocha, to take advantage of the unique quality of these days, of these weeks. We should be zocha to see siyata D'shmaya, bracha natzlacha, yeshuas and achamas, and be'ezus Hashem, the binyan adiyah, the building the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. In this month, in Nisan, be'ezus Hashem, b'nisan nigalu, ubenisan asidim lihigoel. Everybody should have a great day, a good chodesh, and a good tavach.